Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Aaron, we're going to hear from one of your colleagues on the latest out of Florida. It's now barreling up to Georgia and eventually Charleston, South Carolina. They're no strangers to storm systems, but we'll have more on that in a moment. You're talking about some airplane stuff.
Yes, this is pretty cool and kind of huge for the world of aviation. A prototype all-electric airplane took its first flight this week in central Washington. The plane was named Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland. It flew for 8 minutes. It reached a maximum altitude of 3,500 feet, and then it safely landed back at the airport. And while this seems like a small feat, it's actually a huge thing, because if the Federal Aviation Administration actually certifies this plane to carry passengers, it would become the first all-electric commercial plane. And this would be a big deal because while it's not designed for long-haul flights, it is designed for short-haul, about 150 to 250 miles. And so many regional airports and regional flights are shutting down and hurting various regions with the lack of commercial activity. So this would pick up a lot of the slack there.
I appreciate it. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. I just wonder if the climate czar, if John Kerry, is going to replace his private jet. I'm sorry, I'm in a Friday mood, Aaron. It's just me. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.